I want to dedicate the shir for Shlema, son of one of the Talmidim, the alumni of the shir, Chaim Yehuda ben Rachel Atara. For Shlema, surgery is happening today. Okay, so we all know that this week is Thanksgiving, coming up in a few days. We're in Sukkot Dezimra. I thought it would be appropriate to focus on Mizmor Kuf, which is part of our Sukkot Dezimra, which is all about Thanksgiving, Jewish perspective of what it means to say thanks. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that it's a very important part of Sukkot Dezimra. When we say it's Musoda, we should say it with a sense of song, of ne'imus, and it's brought in Chazal, Koa Shiros, Asidos, Libatu, Chutz, Mizmor Toda. All the songs will ultimately not be relevant except this one. So we'll see about this Mizmor. The entire Mizmor is all of five psukim, and we'll see a little bit about it, some from the Mefarshim. The first pasuk, Mizmor Lisoda, Haru Hashem Kol Ha'aretz. What does it mean, Mizmor Lisoda? The Radak says, Perusho Shetodu Lo HaChesed She'asa Imachem. You should thank Hashem for that which He did for you, Chesed. The Atem Tomru Habir Hashem Kol Aretz. And what should you say as you thank Hashem? The third thing you should say is Habir Hashem Kol Aretz, that everybody should be happy for the Simcha. That's the Radak's way of reading this pasuk. The Malbim Mizmor Lisoda means for the Toda, meaning the Hodah Shel Neis. Anytime a person experiences a miracle, Haril Hashem. Why Haril Hashem? Shebeis Yinag Al Pi HaTeva. When things happen according to the natural order, it's like the king is in his palace and he has his people delegating. He delegated to his advisors to do what they do, and things run according to what the advisors have, the orders that were given to them, how things should run. However, be'es hanes, when a miracle occurs, yidme Hashem is compared k'melech hayotzim heichalo. The king is not in his palace and the officers are doing what he instructed them. Rather, the king is going out. The miracle represents Hashem's hashkacha pratis. The king is outside looking at trying to work things out for everybody. For us, and when that happens, everybody recognizes the king is there and everyone shouts out. As the pasuk says in Mizmor Mem Zayin, we say before Tkiyas Shofar, Kol Ha'amim Tikuchav Haru Elokim B'Kovrina. So according to the Malbim, because it's a miracle that we're thanking Hashem for, therefore Haru Hashem Kol Ha'aretz. The king is outside, everybody is crying out to the king. Rashi comments, a few short words. Mizmor Lisoda Lehodaya Leomro Zivchei Toda. What does Rashi mean? This is a Mizmor that's meant to be said over a carbon Toda. The Chayi Adam, of course, is a famous work of Halacha, in the time of the Gra. The very end of the Sefer Chayi Adam, after Hilchos Purim, Hilchos Megillah, he says the following. He teaches this Mizmor. Now you have a new place to look if you want to know Mizmor Soda, Pasuk by Pasuk. The Chayi Adam gives Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having completed the Sefer Chayi Adam. He says, Baruch Shechiyani, Kimani Lisman Azeh. Now that I finished my Sefer Chayi Adam, Amarti Oda Hashem Kitov, I want to offer thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hi Ratzon Shetiyah Mirach Nechsheves Gekarban Kil Krafti Toda. V'amarti Lo Mizmor HaMizmor. It's as if I would have offered a carbon Toda and said this Mizmor. And let me explain this Mizmor. And he goes ahead now and explains the five psukim. So this is his comment on the first pasuk. Rashi says, Mizmor Soda Lo Omro Karban Toda. What does Rashi mean? Tzarech Iyun. The Gemara in Erechin tells us, and Rambam paskins this way in Hilchos Kli Migdash, that the Levim would only say Shira on a carbon seaboard, not a carbon yachid. And this is clear halacha. Carbon yachid, even though there might be an obligation to bring this carbon, there's no Shira. Shira Salvim is only carbon seaboard. So how could Rashi say that this is a Mizmor? Presumably the Levim would be singing this by a carbon toda. Carbon toda is a carbon yachid. Says the Chayi Adam, Shad must be the following. Nearly, Kavanas Rashi al pima shekasav haRambam at the end of Hilchas Maisa Kavanas, that when the Baal HaKarban does smicha on the carbon, starting with the chatas, so he's misvada. The halacha is he has to say vidui on the carbon chatas, and the Ram says on toda ushlamim, so in a misvada, you don't say vidui. That's not a carbon chatas. That's not for a sin, but the Ram says you say divrei shevach. So, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah at the time of smicha of the Bailim on the carbon to say the Veshevach, and that's the Pshat Rashi. that what were the divrei shevach said by the Baal HaKarban when he brings a karban todah, he would say Mizmor Soda, these five psukim. That's a Chayyadim suggestion. There's a raya to this, perhaps, from other Gemaras too, that there's an inyan of saying divrei shevach, and we could call it vidui perhaps, but it's really not a vidui of a chait. And according to the Chayyadim, Pshat and Rashi here, it would be Mizmor Soda. Now he continues and explains the next part of the pasuk. Haril Hashem kol haaretz. We find this expression in other places in Tehillim as well. The notion of hariu, he says the pasuk in Heitivu Nagim B'Sirua. I believe it's really Mizmor Lamed Gimel. The adua, he says, Shir Chadash always means the future. L'asid lavo. We have in Mizmor Mem Zayin B'Fut Kiyas Shofar Haril Hashem kol haaretz. We have Mizmor Tzadiches, which is from part of Kabbalah Shabbos, Haril Hashem Kol Haaretz. We have another Mizmor, has the same thing. What's the idea? The answer is, what the Gemara tells us, Chazal tell us, the Mizmor Toda, Kol Karbanos Yibatlu Lasid Lavo, except for Toda. So too, Chazal say, all the Tfilos will not be relevant except for Hoda. What does that mean? Says the Chayyadim, because Karbanos that come for Chet won't be relevant, but Nisim will occur, and that's Karban Toda. The pasuk says, Ashriya Am Yodei Serua. So he explains a very beautiful idea. If you remember Avelli Budni Shlita, he spoke before Rosh Hashanah. He said this on his own. He said it over Pshat from another Sefer, but the idea now you see is a Chai Adam. He says, Tkias Shofar is Ma'ora Din Lamala. So, but what happens? We blow shofar, and then we feel the intensity of the din. When we feel the intensity of the din that we're ma'orer through tkiyas shofar, we do tshuva. And when we do tshuva, we're, so to speak, mekabel on ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you want to happen, we're mekabel it. And that gufa transforms the din into rachamim. Through our being ma'or on ourselves, the din, and we say we're ready to makaba whatever, as it were, with that comes the rachamim. That's a unique segula for people on a high madrega, for tzaddikim who have the ability to ma'or a din, and maybe Rosh Hashanah perhaps on one level, Kari Yisrael, have the schus to do that. So we ma'or the din, we makaba the din, and that makes it into rachamim. B'shoyim can't do that, because then forget it. In Moradin, and they're gone. They disappear. There's no Maisim Tovim that we can now use by Mekabel the Din, then the Maisim Tovim can win over and transform to Rachamim. L'asid Lavo, that everybody will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, Haril Hashem Kol Haaretz. Everybody, the entire world, can be Ma'orer Din, can be Tokia the Shofar, and that's the idea of Haril Hashem Kol Haaretz. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. So the pasuk, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, we all know the famous pasuk. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, Bo'u Fana Birnana. Says Ibn Ezra, usually when you work, you're not happy. And Oved, it's hard, work is hard. No, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be simcha. The Radak, similar idea. Lo tia avodaso l'masa, ela v'simcha v'tuv levav. Now there's a medrash, he quotes, there's another pasuk earlier in Tehillim, Ibdus Hashem b'yira, and here it says Ibdus Hashem b'simcha. So how can it be b'yira, b'simcha? How can they both be true? Amar b'evu, b'shah shat mispala HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're davening, yehei libcha sameach, you should be happy inside. Sha'ata mispala HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'en kamo ba'olam be'elkim. You're diving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What can be better than that? So maybe shelo b'yira. So maybe you shouldn't have yira at all. Tamlam v'zashem b'yira. So there's this idea that you know you're happy because you're diving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's also a yira at the same time. Rashi says, Ivdu Es Hashem b'simcha continues, is meant to flow to the next pasuk. Why? The next pasuk says, "De'uki Hashem huokim," meaning to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you schar for your work. Therefore, because you know that there's going to be schar coming for what you're doing, therefore you can be happy when you serve Hashem. Over the Avodah Zarah, don't have a reason to be b'simcha because there is no schar. The Malbim has a beautiful thought here as well. The Malbim says there's a fundamental difference between working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and working for Bas Adam. Somebody who serves a Bas Adam is not happy when they're working because they're not confident that they're going to get schar. What's going to be at the end? Maybe I'll get paid. Maybe I won't get paid. And it's not necessarily part of the avoda. It comes afterwards. So the avoda is distinct from the schar. So when you're working, you're not happy inherently in the work. You may or may not get paid, and if you get paid, you're happy when you get the check, but not when you're actually working. Therefore, the working is more like a frustration, the etzev, which is really a means to an end, and the means is not really itself its own inherent benefit. However, Avodas Hashem, he says, the avoda is itself the tachlis, and therefore the avoda is besimcha. The avoda has already the schar inherent in it. So a person can taste the joy of the schar within the Avodas Hashem itself. That's the meaning of Avodas Hashem b'simcha. Bo'upan b'rnana, he says, if you come to a melech bas v'dam, you want something, you cry out when you're coming, and then when you leave, maybe you're happy if they give you what you want, because then you got what you wanted. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you. You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to give you what you want. So therefore, even the entry, even the approach is also b'rnana. Comes to Chai Adam here, continuation of what he says there at the end of Sefer Chai Adam. He says a few things. Simcha Bernana, the Zohar says, I don't know where the Zohar is, HaKohanim are Misitra de Simcha, the Levim are Misitra de Renana. Misitra means the side of, meaning the Bechina of a Simcha, Kohanim a Simcha, the Levim are Renana, meaning the Avodas HaKohanim and Avodas HaLevim. It's interesting. Then he has another halach. He says, the Medrash Yalka Pashas Emar V'Yisach Sameach. Ach means a miut, something limited. This world, the simcha is not b'shleimus. Lasid lavo, the simcha b'shalim. That's Ibdus Hashem b'simcha. The next pasuk, pasuk Gimel. Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim, hu asano v'lo anachnu. Here's an interesting thing. The ksiv is v'lo with an aleph. The kri is with a vav. V'lo anachnu, the kri is to him we are. And the ksiv, which we have to also accommodate, is and we are not. Amo v'tzom ariso. Says the Radak. Du ki Hashem Elokim. Ata, now, yesh lechem ladas. You should realize ki Hashem Elokim. V'hu yacho kol ha'olam. He has the ability to do everything. He took you out of the galus. Hu asanu. V'lo anachnu. Asanu means he made us great. He elevated us. Like it says in other pasuk. Shal asas moshev esaron. He promoted us. He projected us high. V'lo anachnu, and we are associated, we are affiliated with him, we are to him, we belong to him, because we are called by him, and we are amav etzom ariso. That is the kri. V'lo anachnu, we are to him. The ksiv is v'lo anachnu, meaning by ourselves we're nothing. We have no abilities on our own. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not kochi v'otzim yadi. That's the v'lo anachnu. It's not us. And then the Rav Sadia says v'lo anachnu, Hefech v'ani asisini, meaning that we say, the Paro says, I made the Yaor, li Yaori v'ani asisini. He says, no, we didn't, it's not us, it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chai Adam says, the Uki Hashem Elokim, beautiful thought here. He says, la'asid lavo, there's going to be no stira between din and rachamim. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is Havaya, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is din. He says, that's the yichud of the two. Everyone will know in the future that it's all in one and the same. Ki Hashem, du ki Hashem, which is yudke vavke, hu Elokim. Right. Then he goes on, hu asana v'lo anachnu, the kri is lo to him. In this world, when a person sees hatzlacha, he says, it must be me. Blessed lava, again, because we're talking about the future, everyone will recognize ki hu asanu, he fixed us, he made everything work for us. And therefore, v'lo anachnu, meaning the ksiv, v'lo anachnu, we didn't do anything, it's not us. Rashi has an interesting thought. Hu asanu v'lo anachnu, Rashi takes the v'lo, the ksiv, is when we were nothing. Not, and we are nothing. Hu asanu, he made us when we were nothing. Had a person becoming part of the world. Started out mitipas rucha. We were nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us from being a nothing and he made us into a something. So literally we have to go back. Me'ayin basa. Velo. Hu asan of velo nachlam. We were nothing. He brought us into the world. It's a nice pshat rash. Okay, two more psukim. Bo'u shar v'soda. Chatzirosa v'sila. Hodol v'aruch shmo. the Radak. Bo'ishar b'soda means behuda shetodu lo chesed. Then he brings the following medrash, Socher Tov. Rav Yochanan said, Kol tfilos b'teilos chesed lavo, we mentioned this earlier, hodaya ena b'teilo. All tfilos will not be relevant. What's pshat? Hoda will be relevant. Furthermore, kora karbanos b'teilim, all the karbanos won't be relevant, chesed lavo, won't be applicable, karban toda ena b'teilo. Bar Shalom, says the Radak, pshat in this chazal, hatfilos b'teilos, meaning what is tfilah? Tfilos b'kasha. You're asking. You're missing something. You ask Hashem to fill your lack, but you won't have to ask for anything in this world because everything will be so good. Everything will be here. There'll be so much bounty in the world there will be nothing to ask for. There'll be just bima shabeach Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So kol tfilos b'teilos. There won't be any need for bakasha srachin. It will just be shabeach v'hoda. And what is the second part? There won't be karbanos because karbanos are coming for chet. Meaning karbanos chatos va'asim he's referring to, maybe ola too, perhaps certain chatoim that ola is machaper for. Whereas in the future there'll be only karbanos of shevach, which is toda. Hodu lo ki lolam chazdo koi mea olam yechazdo imanu b'chein emunaso. This is going to the next pasuk. He continues with the future. Okay, let's look at the chayi adam's pshat. Bo'ushar b'soda means b'karban, that's b'soda. Chatzirosav is b'tfila, that's what he says. Hodu lo baruch shmo, he connects to what we had before in the previous pasuk. Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim. Midas adin, midas harachamim are one and the same. There's no contradiction. Hodu lo baruch shmo, says the chayadam. Lo, lamed vav, kadosh baruch hu of rachamim, havaya. Baruch shmo, shmo is Elokim. Vayomu yi Hashem achad, shmo achad. Hashem achad is havaya, shmo achad is Elokim. So again, the union between Rachamim and Din is the point here as well. Hodu lo, Baruch Hashemo, connecting to the Uki Hashem, who Elokim. Last pasuk, Kitov Hashem, Le'olam Chazdo, Ve'ad Dovidom Naso, Mitzvitas David, Le'olam Chazdo, Chesed Hashem is Miskayim forever, unlike Chesed of people, which can only go so far, and Munaso, his promise for all the generations. Chayadim says, Kitov Hashem, Le'olam Chazdo, different point. There's a chibur between chesed and emes. Emes is what a person deserves based on his deeds. Chesed is bechinam. Chesed Hashem is la'olam. Continues. Before the Torah was given, there was chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 26 generations. And munaso is for a person's deeds. That goes for a certain amount of time, elef dor. You have a lot to think about, not just on Thursday, but every single day of the year. We say, Mr. Mulasod, okay. Not on certain days we don't say it, but we can think it anyway. Erev Yom Kippur we don't say it. Erev Pesach, okay. Basically, it's a tremendous mizmor. It was composed, as you know, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? This was one of the 11th of the mizmorim of Moshe Rabbeinu, beginning of Mizmor Tzadi, concluding with Mizmor Kuf. That's all Moshe Rabbeinu's Tfilah Moshe Shalakim, and what follows after that are all Moshe Rabbeinu's compositions that were compiled by David HaMelech. Good day, everybody.